changes on the horizon. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Mulware. There's a potential for a ripple effect as President-elect Donald Trump selects 4,000 new people for jobs in his administration. Representative Russ Jennings of Lakin anticipates turnover in Topeka.
Clearly, there's going to be a new congressman for the Wichita metro area. We may well end up with a new governor and a new secretary of state. And we know that the next governor would be Jeff Collier, the current lieutenant governor. But he then would have to select a lieutenant governor.
For those that do leave, it creates opportunities for others.
Those who will fill these vacant positions, those that would come to the Senate or the House to fill newly created vacant positions there, don't number in such a large number as to make it disruptive.
With those potentially taking over state offices, it remains to be seen if this will mark a dramatic shift in policy from their predecessors. For up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Mulware.